the Fade 5 podcast with Brad Evans and Nate Lundy.
Place your bets, you jackwagons. Brad, the big noise Evans here, joined by the good son, Nathaniel Lundy. It's a Friday. It is indeed the Fade 5 podcast. As you know, we have flipped the script here at the top of the show. Usually we hop aboard the plus bus, but right now we are popping a squat in the NFL players prop futures market. And maybe today I can somehow convince Lundy to tie up his money for the next 6 months. And the player that we are going to discuss, none other than the controversial graybeard, A-Rod, Aaron Rodgers from the Green Bay Packers. And thank you for leaving the NFC North as a Chicago Bears enthusiast. And I know Lions and Vikings fans also exude a similar feeling. He is now, of course, with the New York Jets. And the over-under on passing touchdowns in his attempt to take a bite out of the Big Apple and maybe the bite out of the AFC in a very trendy Super Bowl selection are the J-E-T-S, Jets, Jets, Jets. But zeroing in on passing touchdowns, I'm taking the under, Lundy, on 28.5. That available at BetMGM at -115. This number's crept up. It opened at 27.5 across all the sports books. So at 20.5, I still think there's a lot of value here. A couple of reasons why I'm taking the under on this. Rodgers last season towed the top 15 in red zone completion percentage. You might say, well, if, you know, he's got better weapons in New York than in Green Bay. Sound argument. Garrett Wilson's going to have a banner breakout season. No question about it. Of course, he's got some old mainstays. Now, Lazar coming over from northern Wisconsin. Randall Cobb also coming over from northern Wisconsin. So a lot of familiarity there. But the offensive line is projected to be a bottom 10 unit. They have had their troubles securing some blocks so far in training camp. That raises an eyebrow. I know he's still a very accurate quarterback. I know he's more than capable of being a proper steward of this offense, but this team is going to be a heavy dose of ground and pound. Now they have a Dalvin Cook to go along with Breece Hall. Nice little 1-2 punch there. And on top of that, they got a top five defense. So I don't think there's going to be a lot of high volume garbage time situations for Rodgers. So as a result, Lundy, I think the under is going to hit. I'm going to say similar to what we did last year, like 25 to 27 TDs. You got to get to 29. You got to flirt with 30. Passing strikes. He's not going to get there. He's on the downside of his career. What do you say, Fade or Follow?
Oh, I like this on the under. To me, this is an easy under. I saw this number. Figured you were probably going to break out the flaccid sledgehammer for this one. I had a feeling. I had a feeling this was
coming. Oh, that sledgehammer's rigid. It's strong. It's girthy.
It's inflatable.
It is.
That's ridiculous.
It's
an inflatable hammer. It's an inflatable hammer. No, I'm in agreement with you on this one. Now, as I take a sip of my coffee, get ready to think that I am drunk as Blake Shelton this morning, okay? You ready? Here's my player prop future that people are going to think I'm crazy, okay? You really are. But at plus 120, I'm gonna roll with it. And that is over 3750 in total passing yards for Mr. Sierra. I will take the over on Russell Wilson. Right now it is -140 if you want to take the under on that number. Couple reasons why. One, I put a lot of faith in our buddy Mike Clay. He's got him well above this number. He's got him a good 100 yards above this number. Last year, if you took his average per game, he would hit this number if he plays at least 16 games. Last year, he only did 15. Now, this offensive line for the Denver Broncos sucks sour eggs. Okay, folks? They are bad. It is not a good offensive line. But I think that that may actually, unfortunately, have more to do with what we see out of Javonte Williams, what we see out of Samaje Perine. I think it's going to be that. I think the Broncos are going to be down in games. I think Russ isn't going to have a choice but to try to throw it. And so because of that, at plus 120, Give me the over on his total yards for the season at 3750 plus 120 is what you can get there at DraftKings. I think he's going to be, I think it's going to be close. I think Mike Clay is actually not far off with his estimation, which I think is right around 3850, if I remember right. But I think Russ is going to get above this number in part because he averaged about 235 per game last year, but he only played in 15 games. I do think that he's going to stay healthy. I've seen him out there at camp. He's very svelte, very unlike you and I, Brad. He's very svelte. It's not surprising that Sierra's pregnant because Russ, you know, he looks, he's got the grooves. He's got the moves. He looks a little slimmer. She was probably like, bring me some of that sugar. And now they've got another kid on the way, thanks to that. So with all of that in mind, I think he gets up past this number. So I love your under on Rodgers, and I'm flirting with danger on the over with Russ.
Yeah, I think it's a great call. Early bonus time, Lundy. We got a pair of preseason games tonight in the National Football League. My best bet of the evening, I'm taking the under in the Bengals and Falcons matchup. That number sitting at 38.5, and really the magic line is 37. Entering this preseason since 2010, the unders at 37 or higher have hit at a rate of 58.4%. So again, this number's above that 37 cut line, and I think it's going to be anywhere close to the Bengals and repeat success they had in week one of the preseason against Green Bay, in which they lost 36-19. It's going to be more like the Atlanta game, in which they won 19-3 at Miami. Bunch of backups going to be under center in this game on the Cincinnati side, though Desmond Ridder and Taylor Heinicke going to get the majority of snaps for Atlanta. Still, ball control is going to be the name of the game. I don't think you're going to see a plethora of points in this one. Give me that under 38.5. With those bets on the board, let's get after it with another edition of the Fade Five.
Number five.
Oh, let's find some Nemo, and I'm going to swim through the ocean waves for Brandon Nemo on the over 1.5 total bases in the Lou, taking on the Cardinals, plus 125 there at BetMGM. Nemo is scorching hot right now at the dish. He has hit the over on total bases in 5 of his last 6 games, and most importantly, he is facing a left-handed pitcher, a guy named Zach Thompson with a K. There's another Zach with an H in Major League Baseball, Thompson, but this is with a K. A respectable 3.38 ERA in his last 6, but only one of those was a start, and he's got a very high 39.2 hard hit percentage, and Nemo against Southpaws this season batting a robust 289 to go along with that 356 batting average over the last 15 days. So to recap, fade or follow Brandon Nemo of the Metropolitans over 1.5 total bags in St. Louis plus 125 at BetMGM.
Follow the trend, follow the trend, follow the trend. That's all you had to do. Follow the yellow brick road. Follow the trend on this one. Look, the guy's red hot right now, and you're taking on St. Louis. I know he's on the road, but you're taking on St. Louis. He smacked a two-bagger last night as one of his 2 hits. So he's more than capable of pulling this off with 1 swing of the bat, let alone 2 hits, 2 singles to go with it. So to me, with the way that he's been swinging it, you try to find guys like this that have been red hot. Marcell Ozuna has been that way for Atlanta as well. So find these guys, ride them until you start to see it cool off, then go hop on another horse. Right now, the horse you can ride is Nemo.
So righteous, righteous, righteous. Brandon Nemo, take the over. 1.5 total bags.
Number 4.
All right, new more Quacho here on the Fade of High podcast. Let's explore the pitcher market, shall we? And what better way than a pick on the Oakland Fs or the Athletics or the A's, and they're not earning of that letter grade, to say the least, this season with the worst teams in Major League Baseball. And as a result, I think the visiting Baltimore Orioles get the dub, but most importantly, that dub will be locked and loaded by one Kyle Gibson, who's going to be toeing the rubber for the visiting club. It's plus 125. I think really good value here on the line at DraftKings Sportsbook. You look at Gibson. He's already got a win against O-Town this season way back I still had no hair back then on April 10th. 6.1 innings pitch, only gave an earned run, 4 strikeouts, and a 5-1 victory. And once he got that dub, he has won 2 of his last 3. Now, you see what he did against Seattle the last turn of the rotation. He got rocked. He got blasted. He got absolutely pummeled, giving up 9 earned runs. So there's going to be a little bit of retooling, I think, in his arsenal. Respectable 4.62 road ERA, though that last 5 ERA ballooned because of that sorrowful start against Seattle at 5.34. Still, Oakland just number 27. That's it. Total run scored the last couple of weeks in Major League Baseball. This month, they've only played it 48 in 14 games. So, put it all together. There's one conclusion and one conclusion only. I believe Kyle Gibson gets the win. So, hopefully, the bats will be talking, give him some support in Oakland, plus 125 at DraftKings. Lundy, pay it or follow.
What do you do? You fade Oakland. I mean, yeah. Do you watch and listen to this podcast, folks? What have we been doing? All effing, get the connection, Oakland F's, effing, all effing,
oh, all season.
All you need to be able to do is keep picking on Oakland. I told you I do get nervous from time to time when it comes to starting pitchers that are on the road, regardless of how bad the home team might be. I do tend to lean into these recording the dubs when you've got somebody at home as opposed to on the road. But once again, pick on Oakland, grab Kyle Gibson, also with a K, and get him with the W tonight. I like this one, especially at the plus odds you found.
Yeah, strum that guitar and rock out with little Gibson in Oakland.
Number 3.
Newborough Trace here with the Feed 5, a Friday edition podcast. Let's go to a guy last time we saw him face his opponent. He recorded a no-no, and that is Michael Lorenzen, now of the Philadelphia Phillies in a rematch against the Nats, this time in their park. I'm going under, and recently bias is a hell of a drug, but I'm injecting it into my damn veins on the 2.5 earned runs at plus money, plus 105. Right now at DraftKings, a little bit of a head-scratcher. Seems too good to be true, but I'm going to tail it anyway. He has gone under this 2.5 earned runs prop in 5 of his last 6 starts, including that no-no that he had on August 9th against the Nats. He's going, usually 6 innings strong. He's done that in 4 of his last 5 starts. And you look at what he has done with the Philadelphia Phillies. 17 innings pitched, just 2 earned runs. And overall on the season, very solid 3.04 road ERA. And on top of that, you throw in the fact, Washington wrapped the bats a little bit stronger than we've seen over the course of the season. This month, they are number 9 in total runs scored, plating 78 in 15 games. But I think they're going to come crashing back down to earth. Yeah, you might say, well, they're familiar with them. They've seen his stuff. They could hit it last time. They could have hit it hard tonight again. So at plus 105 at DraftKings, I'm all in. Michael Lorenzen under 2.5 earned runs. Lundy, fade or follow.
Easy follow. Look at you with your plus odds out here. Another plus one. We had a plus 125 on the last go round. We got plus 105 on this one. Brad seeking out the hidden gems. Look at what Lorenzen's been doing. Look at the earned runs that he's been giving up here, or lack thereof. Once again, you're doing this with a pitcher who's on the road, but with the way he's been pitching and, well, frankly, the Nats, who aren't on the same level as Oakland, but you know, they flirt with it every now and then. If you pay attention to Washington, love this one as well, which means you're fucking doomed.
He's going to give up 10 earned probably in a third of an inning. Screw it, Lorenzen. Oh, you're so lovely. Get seduced by the juice.
Number 2.
All right, numero dos here on the Fade 5 podcast. Let's go to another pitcher prop on this one, the southpaw for the LA Angels. And I cannot believe that the juice is as low as it is on this. And that is Tyler Anderson getting the start tonight against the Tampa Bay Rays. The walks prop is sitting at a 1.5 mark, which is, you know, common for most guys. And I'm slamming the over. What's crazy is the juice should be at least minus 150 in my estimation. No. It's minus 20, a very palatable and viable number at DraftKings Sportsbook. You look what Anderson has done in this category. He has gone over this in 17 of his last 20 starts. He has got a 3.88 walks per nine mark on the year. And you might say, well, Tampa, you know, they draw a lot of contact. They swing and miss fairly often. They don't, you know, wait for that base on balls. They don't acquire that free pass very often. You're right in that assumption because they're number 21 in the month of August in base on balls percentage. However, again, I'm going to go with the trend of Anderson. The control is a little bit erratic. Unless the depends are ultra strong along the waistline, I do not see him refusing to issue more than two walks in this one. So I'm slamming the over 1.5 walks for Tyler Anderson of the Halos against the Rays, -120 at DraftKings. Lundy, fade or follow?
Screw it. We're going big. We're going big, Brad. We're going big. Are you ready to go big?
I like big.
Love this one with Tyler Anderson at a -120. Going to give you an early bonus time, shall we? We are also going to pair Mr. Anderson with Alex Cobb to go over 1.5 walks as well. If you two-leg those lovely gentlemen together, +189 over at DraftKings. No boost, no nothing.
Should I take this off?
Yeah, you can. Go right ahead. The camera right now is chest up, dude. Do whatever you want below the desk. So, yeah, Alex Cobb, again, and if you we haven't talked about it yet. Cobb is taking on the Braves. The Braves average about 3.5 walks per game as a team. We know Cobb can give those up. We've seen the patience that comes along. As good as Atlanta is, they're also smart hitters as well, and they know what happens when they get the base runners. So I love this one with Tyler Anderson, but the early bonus time, throw Alex Cobb with him as well on the over 1.5 walks. You get that one +89 on a nice little two-legger at DK.
Yeah, whether you go with the one-legger and Tyler Anderson or the plus money. Oh, so naughty is Nathaniel Lundy.
Number one.
All right, numero uno here on the feed. 5 countdown today. I love Fernando. Oh, Fernando Tatis. I think he gets a ribby against the Arizona Diamondbacks. That being a +130 at DraftKings. You know, I love the site nicknamed The Hyphen. Batters-box.com. Mike Montgomery put it together, a guy that works on Live and Line behind the scenes. It is a brilliant piece of software. It is 100% free, and the matchup ratings are indispensable. And numero uno on the list on this Friday by a wide margin, with a matchup rating approaching 800, which is just off the charts, is Tatis. Now, you could say, well, I'll take it for a hit. Well, you can't do that. It's a 1.5. Oh, well, I'll take it for total bags. Well, that's in minus territory. So if you want to really take advantage of the Hyphen's rankings, I say take the RBI for the leadoff hitter. They're at +130 at DraftKings Sportsbook. You look at Tatis. He's only done this 6 times in a game here in the month of August, but he's batting .455 over the last 7 days. So swinging a fiery stick, he's going against Brandon Fought of Arizona. The youngster's got a 5.48 road ERA. He's had control issues of his own, and Tatis has a little bit of a history against him. He's faced him 3 times. He has a hit, and that a hit went for a RBI. So pull it all together. Oh, Fernando, crank it in the background. Tatis on the RBI. Follow the Hyphen. +130 at DraftKings. Lundy, fade, or are you going to follow me?
No, I'll follow you on this one just because you're right. It's the way to try to get some value out of Tatis because everything else is at minus odds. So the only way you're going to feel pretty good, for example, on the total bags, the only way you're going to feel good about that is to pair him up with somebody else or make it a part of a like same game parlay or something like that, just because of the juice that's there. So I like the idea of the RBI because it actually puts you in plus territory. I will utilize Tatis today in probably a two-legger on total bags. Or, you know, package him up, maybe 2 or 3 guys for a hit, that type of thing. But if you want to try to play in the plus money territory with Tatis today, against Fought, this is really the only way to do it. Fought, by the way, is another guy that if you're thinking about the walks, by the way, of the over on 1.5, And I want to say, and I can't remember it off the top of my head, but I want to say he's juiced at like minus 185, minus 190, somewhere in that range. So he's another one. If you want to play the walks, pair him up with somebody. If you don't like my call on Alex Cobb, take him and pair him up on the walks with Tyler Anderson that we were just talking about, whatever it is. But Fought is likely to wind up with the walks. Remember, at one point, you had Juan Soto, who was head, shoulders, knees and toes, above everybody else in Major League Baseball when it came to walks drawn. So against a guy like Fought, I would fully expect Soto to get at least one free pass as well. So you could play the over on the walks there with Fought. There's some money to be made there.
And that's a nice little sneak preview and segue in about his time, Lundy. I had that fault walks prop actually parlayed with something else that I will disclose here momentarily. Ooh. Because you have the floor. What do you got?
Why you gotta tease me like that? Like I
do you want it? Do you want it right now?
Yes. Bring
okay.
it.
All right, fine. I'm going to go Brandon Fought, 2+ walks for all the reasons that Lundy laid out. And I'm going to pair that with Luis Medina of the Oakland Athletics doing the same damn thing, 2+ walks against the Baltimore Orioles. That's plus 138 at DraftKings. Real quick, on Medina, the O's just number 20 in walks percentage here last couple of weeks. So making a lot of hard contact, not taking that fourth ball to reach base. But Medina's done this in 3 of his last 4, and he's got a 4.86 walks per 9 mark on the season. You might say, well, he's at home. The number's got to be better. It is, but it's still 4.17. So again, Fought, 2 or more walks. Medina, 2 more walks, plus 138 at DraftKings. Again, the floor is yours.
Oh, very nice. See, look at you sneaking in an extra little bonus. Sometimes you got to put these in early. Don't wait for them. Let me give you just a couple of them that I've got for bonus time. Everything else will be up on the spreadsheet coming up later on today. I already gave you the two-legger that I was playing around with. Let me go to 20th and Blake, Coors Field here in Denver. And let me talk about Ryan McMahon for a moment. I'm going to take the over on total bases for RyMac at plus 120, by the way, plus odds on RyMac on this one. Here's part of the reason why, okay? He has not been good in the month of August so far. He's actually batting sub 200. But here's the play, folks. If you look at the month of August for this Rockies team, 9 of their 14 games were on the road. Ryan McMahon's batting average at home is 45 points higher than it is on the road, okay? So he has looked bad in August, but it's because of how many games they've been playing on the road. He's a lot more comfortable at Coors Field. So that's reason number one. Reason number two, when you look over the course of the month of August, he's got 8 hits. 5 of those have come in the last 4 games. Okay, including the homestand that just wrapped up on Wednesday against the Arizona Diamondbacks, in which he went 3 for 5, including a round tripper in that one. I love the opportunity for him to wind up on the total bases, and I'm absolutely seduced by the fact that it's at plus 120. I can also throw this out there for you, plus 400 for him to send one over the wall as well. So you might want to sprinkle a half unit bet on there, but I absolutely love the idea of him getting the 2 total bases at plus 120 at DraftKings. Former Rocky, now LA Angel, CJ Crone. Give me Crone for a single, plus 100 at DraftKings. He's got a 500 lifetime average against Erasmo Ramirez. And of those 5 hits, 3 of them are one baggers. Nice and simple. So again, he's 5 for 10 lifetime against him, and 3 of those 5 are singles, and it's plus 100 over at DraftKings. I'll have more up for you later on today on the spreadsheet. I was dealing with a dude that's working on our kitchen this morning. So my show prep for today, I'm pulling shit out of my ass, folks. Okay. So I'll get some more for you going up on the spreadsheet later. Yesterday, I absolutely got taken to the woodshed by the sports books. So I'm going to be trying to limp my way back into positive territory. So I'll get some stuff posted up for you, but there's my bonus time. I yield the floor to the gentleman from Illinois.
Yeah, let's you've got a belly crawl to get to, you know, plus numbers today. Do so. And I'm feeling good because I really like the card tonight. A full slate of action in Major League Baseball. Let's give you the Team Wavels parlay play of the day. And on this SGP, if you like it, come with me. We're going to look at the matchup between Texas Rangers and the Milwaukee Brewers. I'm going to go with Brandon Woodruff to strike out at least five. Leg numero uno, leg numero dos, Andrew Heaney. To walk at least two dudes. And then leg numero tres, Corey Seager. It's nearly automatic. I think he gets a hit. I just need one. So all three of those legs hit. Plus 150 at DraftKings. You kick in the parlay boost, which they offer every single day. It's plus 180 with that 20% boost. So even better. To give you a little bit of background, Texas number 12 in strikeout percentage here last couple of weeks, punching out 23.3% of their plate appearances. Woodruff has only had four starts this season. He's gone 8-4, 9-5 K. So we're in 3-4. That equates to a 10.32 K per nine with a 30.6 call plus swing strike percentage. All very stirring numbers in the strikeouts category for him. Meanwhile, Andrew Heaney has been a walks machine, a 3.70 walks per nine on the year, and even worse at home where this matchup is 4.00. He's issued at least a couple of free passes in 13-23 in Milwaukee, number 11 in walks percentage the last couple of weeks. And then Corey Seager, again, the guy's got a history here against Woodruff. He's gotten a hit in 13 of his last 16, and specifically against Woodruff, 3-for-6 lifetime, and all three of those hits have gone for extra bases. So if you have a little bit more huevos than I do, screw the hit. Just go total bags, two or more with Seager, and get it even juicier and ratchet up that juice again with the boost. So to recap on the SGP, Brandon Woodruff, 5 or more strikeouts. Andrew Heaney, 2 or more walks. Corey Seager, I just need a slap in the outfield. I hit plus 150 there at DraftKings. Additional bonus time. You talked about Ryan McMahon of the Colorado Rockies. I'm going to double down, but I'm going to look at it a little bit differently than you do. So on this little parlay, it's a two-legger. I'm going to take the Minnesota Twins on the money line. They're taking on the Pittsburgh Pirates. Pablo Lopez, some of the rubber, and Minnesota's won 7 of their last 10 at home. The Pirates, meanwhile, have dropped 6 of their last 10 overall. Lopez has been lights out. And I say Ryan McMahon gets a walk, one free pass, which he's only done 6 times in the month of August, but Michael Kopech is on the mound. And the one thing we know about Kopech, that K doesn't stand for strikeouts in his last aim. All he does is issue the base on ball, 6.61 walks per nine on the road. Oh, and it gets worse. It gets left-handed hitters, who McMahon is, a 6.92 walks per nine mark. So exhibit some patience, Ryan McMahon. You may walk multiple times in this game if Kopech lasts more than like 3 or 4 innings. So Twins money line, McMahon walk, plus 121 on that two-legger at DraftKings. And then I'm going to go with Kyle Tucker. I'm always a sucker for Tucker. Over 1.5 total bags against the Seattle Mariners. I love this one. He has done this in 4 of his last 5. He's batting .320 over the last 7 days. Now, he is 0-1 lifetime against Bryce Miller, who's taking the ball for the M's. But you look at Miller and you know, peel back the layers of the onion and you look underneath the surface, 5.15 road ERA. So he's really struggled away from the Great Northwest. And he has a much higher OPS against left-handed hitters than he does right-handed hitters, giving up a 783 mark to LHHs. So Kyle Tucker, yeah, again, I'm a sucker. I'll take the over 1.5 total bases. That's a plus 130. Yeah, worked our shoulders against Seduce by the Jews. And then finally, this prop is not live yet. I don't know why the sportsbooks are taking the sweet time. I don't care what the juice is. I may have to parlay this with something else. Aaron Judge is getting walked tonight. I just need one. What, you know, it's probably going to be set at a half. He's taking on Boston. Brian Bello in that storied rivalry, taking the ball for the Red Sox. He's got a 2.38 walks per nine mark on the season. Now, Bello's been really good on the road, just 1.90 walks per nine away from Beantown, but Judge has faced him four times in his MLB career and has walked twice. And not only that, but Judge has earned a walk in seven of his last 10 games. So, again, pay attention to juice once it's available at the various sports books, but use it as a leg of a parlay. But the juice is low enough, slam it. Take the over if it's like minus 125 or lower all day long on Aaron Judge to draw a walk. All right, we are out of time here on the Fade 5 podcast. Do us a favor and drop us a rating and a review. Would you kindly also feed or follow us on the X, go to give it to you, or the Twitter, Lundy, and all his free spreadsheet picks there at Nate Lundy. Check out all my free spreadsheet picks. I'm up 91 damn units all of a sudden on this season. I have been so incredibly hot. It's all going to come crashing down once the NFL begins. Until then, you can follow my selections at Noisy Huevos. For the wonderful, outstanding, and handsome Nathaniel Lundy, I'm Brad Evans. Until next time, as always, feed or follow. That is up to you.